Hinduism from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. This article is about the Hindu religion. For other meanings of the word, see Hindu disambiguation. Hinduism, Sanskrit, Hindi, Hindu Dharma, also known as Sanatana Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, and Vedic Dharma, Vedic Dharma, is a worldwide religious tradition that is based on the Vedas and is generally regarded as one of the oldest religions still practiced in the world. The term Hinduism is an amorphous concept, as Hinduism consists of several schools of thought. Hinduism evolved from a monolithic religion into a multitude of traditions over a period of last 4,000 years. It encompasses many religious rituals that widely vary in practice, as well as many diverse sects and philosophies. An array of deities, all manifestations of one supreme monistic Brahman, are venerated. It is the third largest religion in the world, with a following of approximately 1 billion people. 98% of Hindus can be found on the Indian subcontinent, chiefly in India. It is noteworthy, however, that the relatively small Himalayan Kingdom of Nepal is the only nation in the world with Hinduism as its state religion. See Hindu for more about a Hindu and different communities of Hindus. Section 1. Core Concepts. The Hindu faiths, practices and philosophies have evolved from the Vedic tradition, Vedic Parampara, with elements from Buddhism, Jainism and other non-Vedic faiths of India. Subsection 1.1. The Eternal Way. Sanatana Dharma, the Eternal Values, is the traditional name of Hinduism, alludes to the idea that certain spiritual principles hold eternally true, transcending man-made constructs, representing a pure state of consciousness. This consciousness is not merely that of the body or mind and intellect, but of a transcendental state that exists within and beyond our somatic existence, the unsullied soul of all. Religion to the Hindu is the eternal search for the divine Brahman. Brahman, pronounced as Brahman, nominative singular, Brahma, the supreme, immanent and transcendent reality, or the cosmic spirit. Hinduism's spiritual tradition, as both monotheistic and tolerant, is expressed in the Rigvedic verse, Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vadanti, Rigved 1:164-46. Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vadanti. Truth is one, but sages call it by many names. Hinduism's aspiration is best expressed in the following mantra, Om Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Mamritangamaya. Om Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Mamritangamaya. Om, lead me, from falsehood to truth, from darkness to light, from death to immortality. Subsection 1.2. Basic Beliefs. What can be said to be common to all Hindus is the belief in dharma, individual ethics, duties and obligations, sansara, reincarnation, rebirth, karma, actions leading to a cause and effect relationship, and moksha, salvation of every soul through a variety of paths such as bhakti, devotion, karma, selfless action, and jnana, enlightenment, knowledge, and of course belief in God, Ishvara, Bhagwan. Reincarnation, or the soul's transmigration through a cycle of birth and death, until it attains moksha is governed by karma. The philosophy of karma lays forth the results of free-willed actions, which leave their imprint on the soul or the self, called as Atman. These actions determine the course of life and the life cycle for the soul in its subsequent life. Virtuous actions take the soul closer to the Supreme Divine and lead to a birth with higher consciousness. Evil actions hinder this recognition of the Supreme Divine, and the soul takes lower forms of worldly life. All existence, as per Hinduism, from vegetation to mankind, are subjects to the eternal Dharma, which is the natural law. Even heaven, Svargalok, and hell, Narakalok, are temporary. Liberation from this material existence and cycle of births and deaths to join, reach, or develop a relationship with the universal spirit, depending on belief, is known as moksha, which is the ultimate goal of all Hindus. The other principles include the Guru-Shishya tradition, the divinity of word of Om, and the power of mantras, manifestations of the divine spirit in all forms of existence, pantheism. That is an understanding that the essential spark of Atman Brahman is in every living being, the concept that all living beings are divine. Another interesting belief is that though the Hindu mythology mentions a class of evil beings, demons called asuras or rakshasas, opposed to the celestial spirits, devas, essential Hindu philosophy does not believe in any concept of a central devil or Satan. This does not mean that all the evil in the world is attributed to God, but that the evil, deed or thought, is ascribed to human ignorance. It is highly debatable whether a non-Hindu by birth, such as a foreigner, can become a Hindu or not. Hinduism certainly does not evangelize as Christianity or Islam. Since the Hindu scriptures are essentially silent on this issue, it rather depends upon the Hindu society whether they might consider a foreigner who has got a Diksha into a Hindu sect as a Hindu or not. Subsection 1.3 Practice Yoga Dharma. Hinduism includes a variety of practices, primarily spiritual devotion, Bhakti Yoga, selfless service, Karma Yoga, knowledge and meditation, Jnana or Raja Yoga. These are described in the two principal texts of Hindu Yoga, the Bhagavad Gita and the Yoga Sutras. The Upanishads are also important as a philosophical foundation for these practices. The yogas provide a sort of alternate paths or faiths that links together with various Hindu beliefs and can also be used to categorize non-Hindu beliefs that are seen as paths to moksha or nirvana. Subsection 1.4 The Four Objectives of Life. Another major aspect of Hindu Dharma that is common to practically all Hindus is that of the Purusharthas, the four objectives of life. They are Kama, Artha, Dharma and Moksha. It is said that all beings seek Kama, pleasure, physical or emotional, and Artha, material wealth, but soon, with maturity, learn to govern these legitimate desires within the higher framework of Dharma, righteousness. Of course, the only goal that is truly ultimate, whose attainment results in ultimate happiness, is moksha, salvation, also known as mukti, spiritual liberation, samadhi, nirvana, or escape from sansara, the cycle of births and deaths. Subsection 1.5 The Four Stages of Life. Ideally, though not feasible for most of today's lay Hindus, the human life is divided into four ashramas. phases or stages. They are Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa. The first quarter of one's life, Brahmacharya, meditation or study of the Brahman, is spent in celibate, controlled, sober and pure contemplation under a guru, building up the mind for the realization of truth. Grihastha is the householder's stage, alternatively known as sansara, in which one marries and satisfies karma and artha within one's married and professional life. Vanaprastha is gradual detachment from the material world, ostensibly giving over duties to one's children, spending more time in contemplation of the divine, and making holy pilgrimages. Finally, in sannyasa, the individual goes into seclusion, often envisioned as renunciation, to find the divine through detachment from worldly life and peacefully shed the body for the next life or for liberation. Subsection 1.6. The four classes of society. Hindu society has traditionally been divided into four classes based on profession. The Brahmanas, teachers and priests, the Kshatriyas, warriors, kings and administrators, the Vaishyas, farmers, merchants, herdsmen and businessmen, and the Shudras, servants and laborers. Each of these classes was called a Varna and the system was called Varna Vyavastha. It is highly debatable whether the Varna system is an integral part of Hinduism or not, and whether or not it is strictly sanctioned by the scriptures. The Shruti texts make very rare mentions of this system at some places, without defining things very much. The Smriti texts, including the Manusmriti, have elaborated the rules about the system. Excuse me. Earlier, the system was only based upon the profession and character, and there are dozens of instances where people freely changed their professions and freely intermarried. Later, the historians do not agree as to when the system became fixed by births. Thus, with the evolution of several subcastes, along with a class of outcasts outside the Varna Vyavastha, the system evolved into the caste system as we know of today. With modernization, caste differences are slowly fading away in modern India, but tension and prejudice still remain. Nature of God. Subsection 1.7. Nature of God. The Vedas depict Brahman as the ultimate reality, the absolute or universal soul, Paramatman. Brahman is the indescribable, inexhaustible, incorporeal, omniscient, omnipresent, original, first, eternal, both transcendent and immanent, absolute infinite existence, and the ultimate principle who is without a beginning, without an end, who is hidden in all, and who is the cause, source, material and effect of all creation, known, unknown and yet to happen in the entire universe. Brahman, not to be confused with the deity Brahma, is seen as a pantheistic cosmic spirit. The personality behind Brahman is known as Parabrahman, the superior Brahman. Brahman may be viewed as without personal attributes, Nirguna Brahman, or with attributes, Saguna Brahman. Perhaps the best word in Hinduism to represent the concept of God is Ishvara, literally the Supreme Lord. In Advaita Vedanta philosophy, Ishvara is simply the manifested form of Brahman upon the human mind, Thus, according to Smartha views, the Supreme Being can be with attributes, Saguna Brahman, and also be viewed with whatever attributes, for example, a female goddess, a devotee conceives. For the Hindus, Ishvara, who is one and only one, is full of innumerable auspicious qualities. He is omniscient, omnipotent, perfect, just, merciful, glorious, mysterious, and yet full of love. He is the creator, the ruler, and the destroyer of this universe. Some believe him to be infinite and incorporeal. In Vaishnavism and Shaivism, Saguna Brahman is viewed solely as Vishnu or Shiva. So their followers may attribute an anthropomorphic form to Ishvara. Ishvara is also called as Bhagwan in modern Hindi. The divine power or energy of God is personified as female or Shakti. However, the divine and the divine energy are indivisible, unitary and the same. The analogy is that fire represents the divine and the actual heat Shakti. Subsection 1.8. The several deities. The Hindu religion also believes in several celestial entities which are called Devas. These Devas may variously be translated into English as gods, which is rather a mistranslation, or better, as demigods, deities, celestial spirits or angels. The feminine of Deva is Devi. It is these Devas that give the Western world a picture that Hinduism is polytheistic. The question who or what these Devas are may be analyzed under the following 3 points. Point 1. According to the philosophy of Advaita Vedanta and many verses of Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads and the Vedas, all the Devas are simply the more mundane manifestations of the Supreme Lord Ishvara upon the human mind, and hence, ultimately, the different manifestations of the one Brahman that the human mind conceives. In order to worship the formless Ishvara, the devotee conceives an anthropomorphic form of God in his mind for the sake of worshipping him with love and bhakti. A mention could be made to one of the fundamental principles of Hinduism depicted in the following words, which has widely been accepted as true over numerous generations. Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vadanti, Rigveda 1:164-46, meaning, the true God is one, though the sages address him by multiple names. Thus, most Hindus maintain that Ishvara is one and only one, although he can be viewed as having many manifestations such as Vishnu or Shiva or the Mother Goddess. This view is especially true of the Smartha denomination. Point 2. According to the philosophies of Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Yoga, certain verses from the Shrutis and certain Shaivite and Vaishnavite thoughts, the Devas are those immortal celestial beings who are subservient to the Supreme Lord Ishvara but are above human beings. Thus, they are the angels who preside over the forces of nature and act as a link between God and the mortal world. For instance, the yoga philosophy says that Ishvara is the father and guru of all the Devas like Prajapati and Indra, and of the rishis like Angiras. They all derive their power from God, under whose control they always work. Again note that Vaishnavites and Shaivites view Vishnu or Shiva same respectively to be the same as Ishvara. Point 3. According to the philosophy of Mimamsa, all the Devas and Devis are the sovereign rulers of the forces of nature, and there is no supreme Ishvara as their lord. To do a desired action, the humans must please each or several of these devas by worshipping them with proper rituals. This kind of view could be regarded as purely polytheistic. Although the later Mimamsakas retracted this view and accepted Ishvara, this view is still held today by a substantial populace of today's Hindus, especially the more illiterate and superstitious ones. The terms Ishvara and Devas must not be confused. Devas could be as numerous as 330 million. Thus, it is false to say that Hinduism has 330 million gods, which are more correctly devas or celestial beings. Even the liberal Smartha denomination recognizes only six forms of God to be objects of worship. Other denominations of Hinduism, such as Vaishnavism and Shaivism, follow the concept, a singular concept of God, or panentheistic monotheism. More precisely, the Hindu scriptures and most Shaivite and Vaishnavite thoughts regard the devas as a combination of the first two views. For example, Krishna is regarded as Ishvara, to whom all the demigods are subservient, and simultaneously all the demigods are seen as mundane manifestations of Krishna. The third view is not supported by the scriptures. Whatever it is, the devas, also called devatas, are an integral part of the colorful Hindu culture. The 33 early Vedic devas included Indra, Agni, Soma, Varuna, Mitra, Savitri, Rudra, Prajapati, Vishnu, Ahriman, and the Ashwins. Important devis were Saraswati, Usha, and Prithvi. Indra is traditionally called as the king of the demigods. The later Puranas laud the Hindu trinity of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, that is, Trimurti, signifying respectively the creative, ruling, and destroying aspects of the same one God. Note that Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are not regarded as ordinary devas but as Mahadevas. The Puranas also laud other devas and avatars such as Ganesha, Hanuman, Rama, Krishna, etc. Devis worshipped as the mother include Lakshmi and, most importantly, Durga and her forms such as Kali. Though all the different paths of salvation are, to various extents, acknowledged by all denominations, the actual conception of Brahman and its nature is what differentiates them. It is important to note that the contemporary perception of Hinduism, influenced by Smartha traditions, depicts an inclusively monotheistic or monistic religion, which accordingly holds that the different deities are simply different manifestations of the one God. To be continued in the next parts.